God's new year. This is Gregorian's new year. God's new year doesn't start until the spring. Welcome to all of our global soldiers in the name of Jesus. I just wanted to encourage you, not that Pastor Sandy didn't educate us and encourage us already, but I just wanted to encourage you and remind you that we are children of light and we are the children of God. And whatever God says, it's a fact, Jack. God cannot lie. God cannot not be God. God is just, he's awesome. And whatever it is that you've had to deal with up to this point, the Bible says greater is he that's in us than anything that is in the world. And if you are a child of a living God, God's got your back. He said, I heard you before you called, and I answered while you were yet speaking. So God is constantly paying attention to his children. God is not like a lot of us, put your kids out in the backyard and wonder what they're doing for the next 6 hours. God is not like that. God is always constantly paying attention to you, what you're doing, what you're going through, what you're dealing with. How could he say, I heard you before you called and I answered while you were still asking me? He's paying attention to your life. Don't let the enemy make you believe that God is somewhere on a cloud sucking down grapes and high C, waiting on some great day before he finally gets to meet you. God already knows who you are. He knows where you are. He knows where you stand. He knows what your relationship is and what it should be. Don't treat God like he's your next door neighbor. God is your father. He is your Abba Father. He's your friend. And you need to make sure you treat him the way he wants to be treated. Not like some, he's not a piggy bank. You know, he's not a magic genie. He's God. And we need to respect that he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords that actually wants a relationship with you. He wants a one-on-one relationship with you. There are hundreds of billions, probably trillions of people that have been on this planet since the first people. And he still wants a personal relationship with you. That's an honor. That's an honor. That's a great honor. It ain't like he doesn't have anything else to do. God's got plenty of stuff to do. But he carved out a specific amount of time to deal with his creation. And this is our time. This is the time that God has chosen. He set everything else aside to deal with his creation. We are part of his creation. This is the time that God has allocated to deal with us. Don't waste time. Don't let the world, the Bible talks to us about being caught up in the cares of this life. Don't let what's going on in CNN and Fox and the LA Times and the New York Chicago Tribune and the Post, don't let those things govern your relationship with God. When God speaks, it's a done deal. Pastor Sandy told us last week, I think it was Sunday, that when God speaks, the heavens celebrate right then and there. Because when God speaks, even though it hasn't happened in our realm yet, or we haven't got to that point yet because we deal in time and God lives in eternity, even though it hasn't got to the point where God has placed it, it's still here. And when God says it's going to happen, it's going to happen. If God said it's so, it's so. If God says you are blessed, you are blessed. If God says you are delivered, you are delivered. No matter what your situation is today, if the doctor gave you the worst diagnosis on the planet and God came to you and whispered and said, you are healed by my blood, you need to rejoice because God sees something you don't see. And God sees something that the doctors don't see. We live, listen, I'll explain it to you like God explained it to me. Pretend you have a ruler in your hand, a 12-inch ruler. And every part of that ruler is inches and half inches and quarter inches and then one. And then the next measurement and then two and so on until you get to 12. When a person is born into the earth, he said, it's just like looking at a ruler. When you look at a ruler and you look down at it, you see all the numbers from 0 to 12. You see everything at one shot. You see where every dot is. You see where every line is. You see where every number is. Everything is, you can see everything on that ruler at a glance. So you know exactly what the ruler says. You know what's going to happen. You know what's where. And you know when it gets to the end. You know everything, beginning and end at one point. God told me, he said, that's how our lives are to him. When we are born into this earth, your life comes before him, just like that ruler. And he sees everything in your life at one time. That's how he can say you're healed when the doctors say you're dying. That's why he can say you're blessed when you're locked up in prison. That's how God says you are victorious before your life even starts. Because when you got here, when you were created, God looked at your life and he said he looks at every life that enters the earth. He said he looks at every life. That's how concerned he is about your life. He looks at every single life and he knows exactly what's happening. So he knows where he planted everything for you. He knows where every blessing is. He knows where every pitfall is. So he knows how to tell you to go around it. He knows everything about your life. But the enemy has convinced us not to trust him. And we go against God because God says, you're healed. No, I'm not. God says, you're victorious. No, I'm not. The Bible says, how can two walk together except they agree? When you start disagreeing with what God has already prophesied over your life, you curse you. And then we want to blame God because I'm not blessed. He says, you were blessed. You cursed it. I'm not healed. You were healed. I told you you were healed. I spoke healing over you, but you cursed it by disagreeing. How can two walk together except they agree? You, even if you don't see it, you must agree with God. And if you don't understand it, ask him to explain it to you. Lord, please, I don't get it. I trust you. I believe you, but I don't get it. Can you work with my mind? Can you show me something? Because it doesn't matter whether you get it or not. If God spoke it, it's true. And the heavens are rejoicing because it's true, because they know something that you don't. Everything God says happens. And he said the rapture is going to happen. And if from God's perspective, it has already happened. I want to encourage you for the rest of the time that we're here. Give God everything you got. They used to teach us when we were growing up as young men, if you're not giving your wife all that you've got, who are you saving it for? If you're not giving God all that you have now, what you saving the rest of it for? Who you plan on giving it to? Why are you holding back? God deserves your best because he gave you his best and he gave you his life. And you owe God your life because you know for a fact that if God had not stepped in, a lot of us would be in hell right now. Amen. So I want to encourage you to stay focused. I want to encourage you to believe that God is who he said he is. If God has spoken to you and you know God's spoken to you and it has been confirmed by the Holy Spirit that is in you, you need to stop complaining and start rejoicing because God cannot lie. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you for this another day that you have given us. We thank you for an opportunity to serve you. We thank you for the opportunity to show you, not that you don't already know, but to show you every day I live, to prove, to walk out my devotion to you and to live out my faith to you and to speak the gospel of Jesus Christ to any person that will hear me. I pray that you would forgive us of all sins and unrighteousness. Anything that we've done that is not like you, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And we ask that you cover us continuously with a fresh anointing of your love and your kindness and your blood, that we will be what you have called and created us to be. Continue to bless this ministry and every ministry that is connected to you, every ministry that you, God, have started. We're praying for every person. We're praying for every situation, every sickness. We're praying for every family, every believer around the world that has said yes to you and that wake up every morning saying, yes, I will obey. We bless you for S4C, the global soldiers, our global family. We give you praise for everything that you do and all that you are. We can't thank you enough. And whether we last the rest of this day or not, we give you praise for what you have already done. God bless you in the name of Jesus. God willing, we'll see you in the cloud or in the crowd on Sunday. God bless you, saints. Amen.
Hallelujah. Are you sure you want to stop?
I'm sure.